If I'm being honest with myself, I tend to worship three different deities. One is the Lord God Almighty, the second is coffee, and the third is the lectionary. So it is a rare day when I go off the lectionary, but I thought it's a new year, and so I wanted to find something different. This particular psalm came across my journey this week, and I looked for it, and I don't think it shows up in the lectionary at all. So this is a text that you may or may not be familiar with. So listen for the word of God. Psalm chapter 20. May God answer you in your day of trouble. May the God of Jacob protect you. May God send you help in the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May God remember you in all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May God grant you your heart's desires and fulfill your plans. May we shout with joy over your victory and in the name of our God set up our banners. May God fulfill all of your petitions. Now I know that God will help God's anointed ones. God will answer from the holy heavens with mighty victories of God's right hand. Some take pride in chariots and some in horses, but our pride is in the name of the Lord our God. They will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O God. Answer us when we call. The word of life. Thanks be to God. This particular psalm is considered by some theologians, biblical theologians, as a royal psalm. You can hear words like the king, the anointed one. And some people believe that this psalm was written so that when a king was getting ready to go to battle, the king would come into the temple and the people surrounding the king would watch the king pray for the victory. Now we know that this is bad theology. We saw this after 9/11, right? After 9/11, when there was going to be shock and awe and mission accomplished, we sent our soldiers to Iran and Afghanistan, a knee-jerk reaction to 3,000 Americans dying, and now more than 3,000 have died in battle. We know what bad theology looks like, because when we go into battle and we believe that God is on our side, we need to first ask the question, are we on God's side? But listen to the psalm and think about it in your particular life. Listen to how many times the word you and your is used. May God answer you in the day of trouble. May the God of Jacob protect you. May God give you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May God remember you and all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. However this text is laid out, God is the center character. But certainly right after that is the worshiper. So as we begin a new year, and as we make our New Year's resolutions, and by the way, I only make one New Year's resolution every year, and actually I don't really make it, I just renew it. And that is, if I hear something good about someone, I'm going to be sure to tell them. That's it. But it doubles the joy. It doubles the joy, and it's so easy to do. And it makes me feel good, and it makes the person who hears it feel good. So it's a pretty easy thing. But certainly there are goals that I work on. And so my big question to you today is, can you handle the fact that God is on your side? What if you got up in the morning and the first thing you thought every day was, God is on my side. God is on my side. Are you hearing me? God is on your side. What if you knew that God was on your side and your pastor's on your side? If you started the day out knowing those two things. Now, my question to you as a church is, can we be on each other's side? I didn't do this children's sermon for the children, in case you didn't get it. The church has gone through a lot, especially this summer. And people had hurt feelings, and there were struggles. And this is your work. This isn't my work. This is your work. And to forgive someone really can be as simple as saying, God, it's too heavy. I don't want to carry it anymore. I worked at a church where the senior pastor hurt me. He did. And I ended up resigning. And I walked my dogs by that church every single day. And so I knew that I didn't want to carry that anger around with me. So every day when I'd walk the dogs by the church, I would say, I'm being honest. I do not want to forgive him. He's an idiot. I am praying through clenched teeth and clenched hands. But help me. And I think that's all we need. And I think that's one of the most powerful prayers in the world. God, help me. And you know, I would do that every day, and then one day I walked by and I thought, I'm not angry anymore. I don't feel resentful. And it just helped. We know that carrying unforgiveness and grudges hurts us spiritually, but it affects us emotionally and physically. So just lay it down. It's not, forgiving someone is not saying what they did is okay. It's just saying, I don't choose to carry this anymore. It's not saying that they were right. It's just saying, I don't choose to carry this anymore. And we can do this. So if you wake up in the morning and God is on your side and your pastor's on your side and your church is on your side, I have one harder question. Can you be on your own side? A lot of people grow up in abusive situations, and you don't have to walk through life very long before you get wounded. And sometimes, especially if you grow up in an abusive household, and by that I mean physically or sexually or verbally, and we don't see the scars of verbal abuse, but they're there and they're deep. Sometimes after we get rid of those abusers, we end up taking the abuser role and abusing ourselves. Because here's the thing. Crazy can be normal. It can get normal really fast. So if normal is that you get abused and you don't have an abuser around, then you're either going to attract an abuser or you're going to abuse yourself. It's crazy, but sometimes crazy is normal. Can you be on your own side? If you've got the Lord God Almighty saying, here, I'm here to protect you. I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. I'm fighting for you. I believe in you. If you have your pastor saying, I'm here. I believe in you. If you have your church saying, we're behind you. We got your back. Then what is the excuse? Think about that while you watch this video clip.